I flew over to the Marshall area with Governor Dayton earlier this morning, and as you fly into town, you see the cornfields and soybean fields just covered with these potholes filled with water. The Cottonwood River is well out of its bounds, and you can see some farmhouses that are underwater and some that are on a little bit of higher ground. You also really notice the county and township roads, the gravel roads that connect this part of the state, and so many of them are underwater and have sustained a lot of damage. So you feel as if this is really affecting a lot of people in a lot of different ways.
And Senator, I'm sure you're hearing from some of those people while you're touring the area down there. What are you hearing from folks?
Well, people are really worried. First of all, we know that farm country has been hit really hard these last few years, and certainly this month with low commodity prices, and now all of these worries about the retaliatory tariffs that are being put on by China. So there's a lot of worry and a lot of anxiety, and then to have this flooding on top of everything else feels like a hard blow. But, you know, I have to also say Minnesota is the kind of place where people help each other out when somebody needs a hand, and I heard lots of stories about that today, too. Churches coming together and sandbagging and helping make sure that folks' grandmothers and grandfathers have a safe place to be. So there's a lot of people helping each other out as well.
Yesterday, Governor Dayton declaring a state of emergency. So the next step here, I imagine, is to get this information and reports into to FEMA. So as a senator, what is your role here moving forward after you're done with the visits today?
Well, the state of Minnesota has a really excellent Homeland Security and Emergency Management office here. And the lead, Joe Kelly, is with us today and is giving lots of advice to folks about what to do. The most important thing is that people keep track of all of their expenses. That'll all be pulled together, and the state will put forth a request for assistance to the federal government. And my office, and I know Senator Klobuchar's office, will be working very closely together to make sure that we do everything we can to get that disaster assistance to people as quickly as possible. You know, that disaster assistance is for damage to public infrastructure, so roads and schools and culverts that are public infrastructure. Then there's also an opportunity to help people with whose private homes and other private property have been damaged, but that is much, much harder to accomplish, and we'll be working on that as well.
And Senator, in addition to, we have listenership down there, so folks, obviously, as you mentioned, they need to keep track of expenses. Any other message that you have to folks down there that have concerns or that specifically need help from the state, where should they go?
Well, I think that people should certainly feel free to call our office, and we'll be helpful in any way that we can. If you have immediate assistance, the thing to do is to reach out to your county sheriff or to your local police department. And if you need immediate assistance, that's the most important thing to do.